Part 1, Chapter 2. It was a good day for a funeral, only it seemed there wasn't going to be one. Dark, stormy-looking clouds were creeping in from the west, shredded by the snow-speckled peaks, leaving only a few patches of blue sky showing. Johnny Good Boy Tyler stood beside his horse at the upper end of the wide mountain meadow and looked with discontent upon the sprawled and decayed village. His father was dead, and he ought to be properly buried. He hadn't died of the red blotches, and there was no question of somebody else catching it. His bones had just crumbled away, so there was no excuse not to properly bury him. Yet there was no sign of anyone doing so. Johnny had gotten up in the dawn dark, determined to choke down his grief and go about his correct business. He had yelled up Wind Splitter, the fastest of his several horses, put a cowhide rope on his nose, and gone down through the dangerous defiles to the lower plain, and with a lot of hard riding and herding, had pushed 5 wild cattle back up to the mountain meadow. He had then bashed out the brains of the fattest of them, and ordered his Aunt Ellen to push the barbecue fire together and get meat cooking. Aunt Ellen hadn't cared for the orders. She had broken her sharpest rock, she said, and couldn't skin and cut the meat, and certain men hadn't dragged in any firewood lately. Johnny Goodboy had stood very tall and looked at her. Among people who were average height, Johnny Goodboy stood half a head taller, a muscular 6 feet shining with the bronzed health of his 20 years. He had just stood there, wind tangling his corn-yellow hair and beard, looking at her with his ice-blue eyes. And Aunt Ellen had gone and found some wood and had put a stone to work, even though it was a very dull one. He could see her now, down there below him, wrapped in the smoke of slow-roasting meat. Busy. There ought to be more activity in the village, Johnny thought. The last big funeral he had seen was when he was about 5 years old, when Smith, the mayor, had died. There had been songs and preaching and a feast, and it had ended with a dance by moonlight. Mayor Smith had been put in a hole in the ground and the dirt filled in over him, and while the 2 cross sticks of the marker were long since gone, it had been a proper, respectful funeral. More recently, they had just dumped the dead in the Black Rock Gulch below the water pool and let the coyotes clean them up. Well, that wasn't the way you went about it, Johnny told himself. Not with his father, anyway. He spun on his heel and with one motion went aboard Wind Splitter, and with the thump of a hard, bare heel sent the horse down toward the courthouse. He passed by the decayed ruins of cabins on the outskirts. Every year, they caved in further. For a long time, anybody needing a building log hadn't cut any trees. They had just stripped handy existing structures. But the logs in these cabins were so eaten up and rotted now, they hardly even served as firewood. Wind Splitter picked his way down the weed-grown track, walking watchfully to avoid stepping on ancient and newly discarded food bones and trash. He twitched his ear toward a distant wolf howl from up in a mountain glen. The smell of new blood and the meat smoke must be pulling the wolves down, thought Johnny, and he hefted his kill club from where it dangled by a thong into his palm. He'd lately seen a wolf right down in the cabins, prowling around for bones, or maybe even a puppy, or a child. Even a decade ago, it wouldn't have happened. But every year there were fewer and fewer people